Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 31 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim is in the midst of a discussion about public information, and we had two definitions regarding what does it mean, public information. Either it's truly Lashon Hara, but it's gone public. Everybody seems to know about it. And the other type is that simply it's damaging. It's not Lashon Hara. He didn't do anything wrong per se. Let's say his finances went bad, stock market dropped, and he's dramatically invested, so he lost tremendous sums of money. It's public information. Are you allowed to repeat this information to other people? The Chafetz Chaim points out, Chas v'chalila lahosif afilu teva achas. A person would be totally forbidden to add on anything to what is the fact. Even if we argue that since it's public, you're allowed to repeat it, casually, not intentionally, not with any intent to damage, etc., but you're certainly not allowed lahatimis hadavar befnei ha-shomeya to make it more palatable or more believable. Lomar to say, shahamaisa shanishma al Shimon, that this that you heard about Shimon, yafenishma olav, it's good, it makes sense, it's believable. So if it's public information that's lashon hara, the person might be saying, that kind of thing is believable about him, I'm glad it finally got exposed. Or, if we're simply dealing with public damaging information, but it's not Lashon Hara per se, a person might add on their own news and commentary. Oh yeah, with a loss like that, he's done. Ze vaday osur b'chol gavni. Adding is certainly forbidden. To whom a kalkol osur b'dvarov, because you are destroying the person more than the public information on its own would have destroyed. Because we know that information is given to interpretation. And one can say, he took a loss like that, but a person like him, there's a good chance he's going to rebound. It's all interpretation. And by interpreting it the negative way, that itself is damaging. Likewise, the Chafetz Chaim continues, that if a person has something mefursam, well known, that was done b'na'aruso in his youth, but since then, he's been acting properly. Or likewise, there's something negative about the behavior of his parents, but he himself is not following in their way. Osur leganoso levazoso etza chaverov bazeh, one is not allowed to repeat that information to degrade the person. Afilu lo Yosef shum dovar alo emes, even if you don't add anything to the story, the mere fact that you're bringing up old information gives the inference that it's relevant. And al pi emes, the truth is, it does not reflect badly on the person, and he has done nothing wrong. So by bringing up this information, even though it's easily accessible and it's public, it's going to be forbidden because you are inferring that it's relevant. Finally, the Chafetz Chaim points out that if you repeat information in a way that you're talking to somebody who is not careful as to how they are going to repeat the public information, then you wouldn't be allowed to tell them that public information. You're activating it in front of a person who is not discreet, and you are in violation of Lefnei Iver Lo Siten Michshal, putting a stumbling block in front of them, because they will go and violate Lashon Hara based on the information that you gave them. This is fairly common, that we think we are being discreet with the information, But if you don't know the person you're talking to be a discreet person, you could very well be giving them information that they will proceed to use inappropriately. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim writes, Re'ei Achi, see my brother, Kama Yesh Le'esrachik Mikulazu, how far you should distance yourself from this leniency of public information, Shekim'at Eila Makom B'Metzius, it's very uncommon to be truly applicable. If the person is repeating it, there's a reason he's repeating it. He's trying to activate it, or he's trying to give news and commentary about it, or he's trying to infer that it's relevant. It's a very unusual case where it just came up by way of conversation in a way that meets all the parameters. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.